you. If you think it's hot now, we're going to bring some fire out in this place. Because he's worthy. If you got the Holy Ghost, you need to fire on with him. Hallelujah. Come on, church.
Feels like fire.
shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Get out of my shut up.
Well, it's already been a Holy Ghost free-for-all in the house tonight. You got mail. Came in around the beginning of service tonight. Sister Vita had a co-worker in service with her this morning, and her little boy was in Sunday school, and she sent an email to the church website. This dear lady is from Iran, and I don't know how long she's been in the States, 4 years, and this is addressed to the church family. I just wanted to thank you for having me and my son at your service today. It was a very different experience for me. I saw how people of different colors and ages and nationality were comfortable and all seeking the same goal. And when we left the church, I had a feeling of joy and excitement for hours. What she's feeling is the Holy Ghost. I mean, we're glad she likes us, but it never has been about us. It's all about the Holy Ghost. My son, Ashkan, had a good time at kids' Sunday class, and he said he wants to go back, and I just wanted to thank you for everything. I will be glad to be part of your church family. I felt you were all a bonded family, and it might take time for me and my son to know everyone and be a part of your family. But for sure, the way you welcomed us today, it is not a hard task for us. We drove a long way to get there this Sunday morning because Miss Vita and Miss Annie, my co-workers, have something special on their personality and in their strong belief. They are not just saying it, they act it. What made me come was because of them. Miss Vita, to me, represents an angel. Same for Miss Annie. Thank you for having us, Sharon. And I won't even try Sharon's last name. I hope she's listening on the internet tonight, because we just love it when new people come to the house of God. And it's so absolutely wonderful to watch somebody feel their way into the inaugural experiences in the Holy Ghost. And I just love what God is doing. I can smell a summer in 1974 in the house here tonight. And young men and women coming to God. Just every night of the week, people receiving the Holy Ghost. And I love that memory. But my desire is for everybody in this house to be a part of a 100-soul revival. But I'm not talking about 100 from August to December. I'm talking about 100 in one night. Where when the clock strikes 12, we're still baptizing. 1 o'clock in the morning, they're still lined up. And the last 30 or 40, they're having to wear wet robes because we don't have enough robes, but they don't care. Praise God. See, I don't know what you think. I believe God sent us a note tonight. And he just said, go get the empty vessels. So go get them. Bring them. It won't matter if it's Wednesday night. We saw Jill and Bren and Doug come in last Wednesday night. God filled them with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. It doesn't matter what day it is. Brother Cliff's been baptizing and seeing people get the Holy Ghost on off nights. But that's characteristic of this church. Because Bible studies create the climate for people to receive conviction and awareness of God at midnight on a Tuesday, at midday on a Friday. Isn't it good? Well, I really am between two thoughts tonight, because we've already had outrageous church in the house. Praise God. This morning, we preached from Isaiah 52, and we really didn't get beyond the first two words of verse 1. Awake, awake. And God is calling this church to wake up. We may explore this a little bit more Wednesday, but let me just give it to you tonight. Wake up. 52 and 1. Put on your strength. It's the strength that God has already established for you from the foundation of the earth. I'm not going to preach this tonight, I don't think. I think we're just going to read it. Put on your strength. Everybody say, I need to put on my strength. You understand what God has said? He's given it to you. He's made it available for you. It's just like in the cloakroom of God. It's there and it has your name on it. Put it on. Put on your strength. Stop looking for strength in a dollar or strength in a worldly peer group or strength in some boy's affirmation. Because if you're looking for affirmation in a boy, he'll never be your daddy, so he'll never fill the void. So get over that and seek affirmation in God. Quit seeking for affirmation from the hard heads and the rough necks on your job. Quit seeking strength from your boss. Your boss doesn't control your destiny. Put on your strength. Everybody say, my strength. O Zion, that's the church in 2008. Put on your beautiful garments. Now let me just talk to you. Put on your beautiful garments. Isaiah will say, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And the revelation comes to the prophet. The white robes that they're wearing, that's the righteousness of the saints. Put on your beautiful garments. Get untracked and become a praiser. Get out of the snare of the enemy and walk in righteousness. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And the preacher stood in this pulpit last Sunday and said, don't you be caught at that wedding feast without a wedding garment on. Get that wedding garment and put it on. Praise God. Put on your beautiful garments. You can be seated if you like. Keep playing, it helps them. If I give them strong medicine, a little sugar makes the medicine go down. Listen to me, church. The mandate from the Old and the New Testament, be ye holy, for I am holy. And in Hebrews, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Put on your beautiful garments. In the day of Jehoshaphat, they sent the choir out and they were praising him in the beauty of holiness. In the beauty of holiness. Do you know the apostolic church is the last man standing preaching a doctrine of holiness and separation from the world that every major denomination, including the Roman Catholic Church, used to preach? But the apostolic church is the last man on the hill with the flag saying, world, if you're hungry for God, this is where it is, and God is calling his church. Put on your beautiful garments. come before him in the beauty of holiness. Quit trying to dress like Hollywood. Quit being influenced by television people who have the morals of a slug. Quit showing things and advertising things, young lady, that are not for sale. You make yourself into a harlot. And you're the handmaiden of God. Awake! Awake! Ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding! The word of God is your alarm clock. Ding, 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 ding. Wake up. Put on your strength. The war is at hand. The enemy is at hand. Outside your door to take your family, to ruin your marriage, to steal your potential, to sully your purity, to take away your prayer life, to kill your praise, to make this church just another dead, dull, dried up social club. Awake! Put on your strength. Put on your beautiful garments. And let's see what God can do in these, the last days. My God, I want somebody to lift up your hands right now and say, God, if I'm not awake, wake me up. God, I want to walk in your strength. Mighty God, help me to put on your strength. I'll just tell you right now, do what you know to do. Do what the Word of God is telling you to do. Set aside the stupidity, the responses to this world. Put on your beautiful garments. You can't have godly biblical revival without holiness. You gotta love it. Come on, somebody needs to come into the storehouse of God tonight and find that strength with your name written on it. And find that garment with your name written on it. These young men that have gone down in the water tonight in Jesus' name, their sins were washed away by the blood of the Lamb, and they've been covered with robes that you can't see, but every angel and every demon can see them. They know you've been covered by the power of God. To the backslider, awake. To the lukewarm, awake. To the church, awake. This is the day the Lord has made. This is the day for revival. I'm just crazy enough to believe that we can shake a city. But you can't do it while you're asleep. Put on your strength. Put on your beautiful garments. Let's stand together. I don't want to go any further, but I want us to have a nice altar call tonight. I want you to come. If you're backslidden in your heart, you need to run to this altar tonight. Awake. If you're drifting away from holiness, you need to run to this altar tonight. I told a story this morning about two huge Episcopal churches that are coming in to the baptism of the Holy Ghost and a hunger to draw closer to God. Come on down to this altar tonight. Just lift up your hands. Young men, this altar belongs to you. When you're here, this belongs to you. You use this. Lift up your hands. God, clothe me in your strength. We know that in us there is no strength, no good thing. Clothe me in your strength, oh God. Clothe me in those beautiful garments, oh God. Somebody make a commitment to be a praiser of the Most High God. Somebody make a commitment for holiness. God, I'm not turning around. I'm not backing up. going to walk according to your word. What you've said, oh God, I don't care who goes back. I'm not going back. Hallelujah. Punctuated with the Holy Ghost. Everybody, press into it. A young man that'll say, there may not be many, but I'll be found standing for God. A young woman that'll say, I don't care who comes, I don't care who doesn't, I'm going to be found standing for God. A family that says, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
A dad who will pray.
You're worthy.
A mom who will walk in godliness.
And all the honor and all the praise.
Faithful people.
And faithful
righteous people.
Shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, you're worthy.
Praise him. Commit to
him.
Tell him what your heart is tonight.
Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise.
I want you to turn to one person by you, and I want you to pray for him tonight. That when the dust settles, they'll still be standing. That they'll have a love for holiness. That they'll walk in the strength of God. Call them by name and pray God's anointing on them. Place my
to the utmost when I think about the Lord.